Hey Matt, how's it going?
It's good, Jeff. How are you, man?
Doing well, doing well. I know we just connected like a couple of hours ago, so it's always good to see your face.
Yeah, you too, man.
So I'm joined by Matthew Voll, the CEO and founder of RevOps Co-op, one of the communities for revenue operators that I particularly spend a lot of time in. So I'm keen to introduce the audience to Matt and hear more about his community. So let's dive right into it. Everyone loves a origin story. So I'm curious about, the initial beginnings of the RevOps co-op. How did you come about it? How did it grow? I'm curious, what's that timeline from then to today?
Yeah, so in typical, I'll say in typical startup fashion, we the place we're in now as a business is certainly not the place that we started in. So originally, we started myself and my co-founder started our company about 3.5 years ago, and we were building RevOps software. So the original idea was to build an end-to-end go-to-market analytics product and bring that to market. And so we raised pre-seed and seed based on that idea. And the product was going to be for RevOps teams. And so early on in our product building journey, we said, hey, let's start a community for people in RevOps because we want to be a thought leader in the space and we want to build relationships with our prospects. But we didn't want to do it through like the product, we wanted to do it separately. So we were like, all right, we'll start this community. It'll be called RevOps Co-op. And it'll be this great way for us to, build relationships with people in revenue operations and be a thought leader. And so that was how we ultimately got started. And then, along the way, right, typical startup fashion, we iterated a bunch on our RevOps software product. It was called Funnel IQ. So we iterated a bunch on the product, made a bunch of different pivots, and then eventually got to this point where we were like, hey, it just doesn't make sense for us to continue to work on the software product. And so we sunsetted that and decided to just focus kind of full time on the community. And that's really been our focus area for essentially the last year and a half to 2 years now. So I guess, today we're still helping people in RevOps. We're just doing it through a very different way. We're doing it through community instead of software like we had originally planned.
So that's a heck of a pivot because I think when you guys launched the community, there were a couple of other communities that launched nearly the same time. So RevGenius, Wizard of Ops, and quite frankly, there's a lot of time spent across different members and it could feel a little bit fragmented. But because it's on Slack, I think a lot of folks can toggle between the channels. But I can tell you that I spend most of my time in the RevOps co-op trying to answer a lot of questions and lend their perspective. I'm curious where the community is now in terms of size, in terms of reach. Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, so we so yeah, I think, I mean, like you were around in the early days, right, as we were kind of getting started. So the community itself has been around for a little over 3 years now. And yeah, we've gone in that time frame, we've gone from zero now to right about 12,000 members, and we have 5,300 plus companies that are represented across our member base. And 45 plus countries that are about 12,000 members. India, Brazil, Australia, and then lots of different industries and companies represented as well. A lot of people from software technology in the community, but we also have folks in manufacturing, retail, hospitality. So lots of different verticals and industry perspectives that are there as well. And yeah, about 12,000 members across the community as a whole.
So I think Rattle was doing a TAM analysis on the title for revenue operations, and it might have been Rattle or someone else, but the number they came up with was around 17 or 18,000 operators for go-to-market inside of LinkedIn. So you're more than the halfway
There you
point.
go. I didn't
You're
even know
almost two-thirds there.
that. That's awesome. But yeah, and we're continuing to add I think somewhere in the neighborhood of like 400 to 500 people every single month. So still roughly about 100 to 125 people every single week that are joining the community, which is which is awesome. So it hasn't slowed down, and yeah, RevOps continues to grow significantly, which puts us in a good position to continue to help more people.
So I always think these communities can be a little bit noisy and trying to find signal from all the conversations. I'm curious because you have this unique perspective of monitoring the entire chat and seeing what's happening across the community. What are revenue operators talking about these days?
Yeah, I think So, you know, one, I think there's certainly been a, you know, a shift in terms of the, a lot of the focus area, or maybe the spaces where they were previously paying attention, very marketing and sales focused in terms of the overall revenue engine or go to market team. So I've been seeing a lot more conversations pop up about things on the post-sales side, you know, specifically around customer success platforms, you know, processes to drive expansion, expansion revenue, revenue retention focus. So a lot more time and energy being spent on the post-sale side of things. And then, you know, naturally you can't have any conversations these days without talking about AI. And the thing that I'll just say, like, really bothers me about really any technology company today is, like, heavily marketing AI without telling me about, like, any sort of problem that you're solving for me. Like, I always love to share some, like, subject lines that I get in these marketing emails that are, you know, just like a bunch of acronyms and stuff. And I'm like, how am I supposed to even tell, like, what you do? But I'll get off that tangent and just say, like, the thing with AI and RevOps, at least, that people care about is, like, well, I guess everyone's getting those emails, right? So, like, RevOps people see all of that. They see everything on LinkedIn. And the main thing that they care about, because the profession is, you know, still new in the last several years, is, like, well, hey, like, am I missing out on something? Like, what are the ways that other people in RevOps are leveraging AI or applying the technology to help them do their jobs? Like, what problems are other revenue operators solving with AI that I can consider as potential use cases for myself? So those are the things that people care about today as it relates to AI and technology, is, like, how can it help me? Like, what are you using it for? Can I use it for that same thing to help me do my job better?
So I had Kyle Norton on, the CRO of Owner, when he was on the episode. He wasn't yet promoted to that role, but he had equated AI to being like high school sex. Everyone's talking about it, but no one's really doing it. So mm-hmm. It's like AI is this thing that everyone's talking about, but you're not really sure if you're implementing it. But I do think there's a couple of areas to think about AI. One is at the process layer. And so you might dabble in it just to speed up a process. But I think where it's going to become more important is at the application layer. So a lot of these tools that we bring in are going to have some sort of meaningful co-pilot that allows us to shortcut our time. So I think on the system side of the house, folks are writing validation rules, developing process flows, things on the back end of the CRM. I could eventually see some sort of shortcut AI that offers a design and says, this design works, run a simulation test across it. And then if it works, have it auto-deploy very quickly. And I think that's going to take a lot of the legwork off of your administrator. And it's also probably hopefully going to lower the lift. You won't need someone that's certified level 4 or 5 in whatever tool they're in. You can bring someone at just layer 1 and low-code, no-code option with a co-pilot. The second point that you brought up, which was the customer success expansion and recurring revenue piece, I think that's really interesting because I personally am getting leaned on quite a bit to make sure that our renewals are properly tracked. We know exactly which accounts are healthy, are in good standing, which ones have an expandability opportunity to it. And then if not, what's our path to getting to those revenue streams? And quite frankly, the last couple of years, we've been focused on acquisition. So a lot of focus has been on the sales operations folks. But now we're looking at, okay, well, the sales operations intersecting with CS operations, that's a really interesting topic. So you have the opportunity to work with vendors. Some of those vendors are proud sponsors of the RevOps Co-op and interacting with you and the community in different ways. I'm curious how you balance, you know, these, like, the topic of commercialization of the community with the authenticity of what the community has in terms of its communications.
Yeah. So I think at the end of the day, right, like, you know, we have a business to run. It's a for-profit company, not a not-for-profit. And, but it doesn't mean that with that, you don't need to sacrifice the values or the mission that you have. And the mission that we set out from the very beginning is to deliver value and add value to people in RevOps every single day. And so actually, like, our sponsors, our partners are a great way for us to do that, because naturally we don't have subject matter expertise or category expertise in all these different areas that are important and relevant to folks in revenue operations. Compensation, commission design, territory management, territory design, sales engagement, marketing analytics, right? The list goes on and on and on. Like, we cannot possibly be experts in all of that stuff. But there's companies out there who are. And for them, you know, we can offer a great place to deploy their subject matter expertise and category expertise, raise awareness of who they are with folks who are in the community, and the community members can get some of that, you know, specific kind of tailored content and knowledge that we wouldn't otherwise be able to deliver from one of our partners. And, you know, we try to do that throughout all the different things that we offer, whether it's our, you know, the paid version of our membership or the education or courses that we offer, of which, you know, you're one of our instructors. So we try to do that with everything, whether it's a free or a paid, you know, call it product of ours. We just want to make sure that it's delivering value and helping folks within the community. And that's been our mission from the very beginning. And everything we do still needs to align with that primary objective as well.
You know, one thing I really like is some of the sponsors have their own revenue operations leaders in the channel. And so I'll get approached by someone with a company name or a logo and immediately think, oh, is this a salesperson? But then they start answering me as a revenue operator peer-to-peer. And pretty quickly I realize, oh, this person is just being helpful.
Yes.
So yeah, definitely love the idea. I think in life sciences, the concept of no margin, no mission, right? If you're not able to commercialize and have a margin, that, well, the community itself is might not be here. So
yeah.
In addition to the sponsors, I'm curious, from the groundswell, what are members asking for in terms of resources?
Yeah, so I guess it falls into kind of two big buckets. People want resources to help them do their job better, faster. So we talked a little bit about AI and technology that can help them do that. But they're also like, you know, hey, I don't want to reinvent the wheel, right? So like, are there templates? Are there worksheets? Are there things that other revenue operators have used or done that I can kind of leverage as a starting point, right? That's one of the big pieces that's important to them. And then the other piece is anything around career growth and career trajectory. And it kind of falls into two buckets. One, a lot of people are curious about how to get into revenue operations for the first time, right? Like, no one goes and gets a degree in RevOps from a college institution, right? So typically you're learning on the job and you're, you know, kind of somehow landing into a role like that. And so we have folks who are new who are trying to break into the profession. And then we also have folks who, you know, have been there, done that, right? And they're wanting to continue to evolve or move up in their career. And so they're saying, how do I continue to progress? How do I move to get up to that VP level of RevOps role, or once they're at the VP level role, where do they go from there? Is there a path to the C-suite? Does the VP of RevOps move into a CRO role? Is there a CROO type of role, right? Like, what's the career trajectory for people who have been there for a while? So those are a lot of the different things that are important to people within RevOps right now. What's going to help them do their job better today, right? What are some things that they can use, get their hands on? And then how can they continue to evolve and move up in their career?
I can tell you 10 years ago when I was getting into the trade, I honestly spent a lot of time on Stack Overflow, Google searches, trying to ping people on LinkedIn and speak to people behind the scenes. And the information just was not as accessible as it is today. And so I think the resources that are out there is only growing, and the body of work is evolving. So kudos. So the community has quite a bit of a strong digital presence. It's online, it's on demand. You have your webinars, the course that I teach, for example. But you know, what's that next evolution for the community? Is local a part of your plan?
Yeah. So there's kind of two things that we're doing in terms of, you know, how we're evolving or continuing to, again, try to drive value for members. So one is we have what we call a Rise membership, which is a paid version of our membership, and get a bunch of exclusive benefits in there. One of them is participation in our local chapters. So we want to be able to help, kind of ground up local communities of revenue operators, get together, leverage each other, get to know each other, and we want to enable those connections. And so we have, I think, 20 plus different chapters kind of all across the globe, places like LA, where you're our chapter head, the Bay Area, Austin, Texas, New York City. We've got London, Hyderabad, in India, lots of different places kind of all over the place. And that is very much what we want to do, which is put on community-sponsored events for our RISE members, help the facilitate those connections and conversations locally, and help our, kind of local communities grow. So that is one big area that we're investing our time and energy in. And then the other is, you know, again, we do a lot of digital content. Like you mentioned, we have digital events. We have a blog. We record all of our digital events and do a write-up. You can access all of that stuff on our website. But we also know that, you know, in-person is really important. That's part of why we are doing the chapter stuff that I just mentioned. But we're also doing our first RevOps conference, which will be in May in San Diego, called RevOps AF. We'll have a lot of great speakers there. You'll be putting on a couple of sessions, which will be awesome. We've got folks like Manny Medina, the CEO of Outreach. He'll be doing a keynote. Steve Silver, who's the VP at Forrester that covers RevOps. We've got people in CS. We've got people in BizOps, marketing ops, lots of different folks that are going to be putting on sessions. And then we've got some pretty incredible experiences wrapped around the conference as well, which will be great. So that's also been one of the big things that we're doing is RevOps AF, you know, two, three day event at the end of May in San Diego to start to, kind of get a bunch of community members together all in one spot to hang out, to learn, and to have a little bit of fun.
Super cool. And you're a chapter head of a community as well. Which chapter are you heading up?
Yeah, that's right. So I live and I'm based in the Madison, Wisconsin area, but I'm only about 2 hours away from Chicago. So I'm heading up the Chicago chapter. And actually, we're talking now about in either March or April, where they're going to do, we'll sneak in a Bulls game before the season is over with the Chicago chapter, or we'll hit up a Blackhawks game. But those are some of the things that we're going to do.
That's super cool. So I have a last question for all my guests. If you can think of a moment where you've had a tremendous amount of change or an impact, either personally or professionally, I'm curious what that moment would be.
Yeah, so this has happened a couple of times within the community, but as a as a founder, entrepreneur, right? Like at the end of the day, the main thing that I care about is just making an impact on people, right? Originally, I thought I'd be doing that with a software product. Turns out that's not the case. So I remember the first time that a community member kind of reached out to me and said, like, "Hey, I was laid off by my employer about a month or two ago, and because of your community, I was actually able to connect with someone, and that led to my next job, and now I'm hired again." And the first time I heard that, that was when I knew. I was like, well, that's awesome. Like if things just blew up tomorrow and this thing no longer existed, like the thing that I created, like led to that person landing a new job. And like, you know, you can't replace that feeling. Like that's just the absolute best. So, and I've heard that from a couple of other people who have, you know, really valued the support, the connections that they make. And at the end of the day, that makes everything worthwhile. Like if you take everything else away and nothing exists tomorrow, like knowing that, you know, we help some people land some new gigs and land some new business and new customers, like that's the feedback that I love to hear.
Yeah, from me to you, I have to say I treasure our partnership together. We've taught over 120 students together via the RevOps community across both sales operations and the RevOps course, and hopefully we're able to continue doing that for a number of years and adopt and adapt to any new changes that come along the way. So for folks who are listening and who may not know you, how can they connect with you? How can they learn more about your community and the conference?
Yeah, so the community RevOps Co-op, just revopscoop.com, all one word, no hyphens or anything in there. And then the you can sign up for the free membership, the paid membership. All you can get access to our course catalog and see the things we're doing with you, the things we're doing with other folks on there. So that's the best place for that. And then if you want to learn about the conference, join us in San Diego, see what the agenda looks like, see details of all the, you know, 30 some different sessions that are happening. You can do that at revopsaf.com, and you can also snag your ticket there as well. So those would be the two places to go. And then once you land in the community, you'll be getting some messages from me. So you can hit me up in Slack. You can hit me up on LinkedIn. And once you're in the community, you also get plenty of emails from me. So you can always email me directly too.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.